I know who Etienne is, said the man as he smoothed his hair across his head and flicked his ashes toward Hugo. I just fired him. We discovered that he was sneaking children into the theater. Isn't that a terrible thing to do? He glared at Hugo. Hugo backed away from the door, ran behind the theater, and told Isabel what had happened. What an awful man. Follow me, Isabel said. She walked to the rear door and took out a bobby pin from her pocket. Hugo watched as she fiddled with the pin inside the lock until it clicked and the door opened. How did you learn to do that? Asked Hugo. Books, answered Isabel. Isabel poked her head inside to make sure no one was watching. Then she held the door open for Hugo. They entered the back of the lobby, where photographs from upcoming films were tacked to a display case. Isabel stopped for a moment and looked at one of the pictures, a black and white photograph of an actress with very dark eyes. Sometimes I think I like these photos as much as I like the movies, she said. You can make up your own story when you look at a photo. Hugo looked at the picture, but then Isabel said, Quick, the manager is coming. She and Hugo hurried from the lobby into the theater, sank down into the soft red velvet seats in the back row, and waited for the movie to start. The blank white screen reminded Hugo of a brand new piece of paper, and he loved the wonderful whirring sound from the projector that filled the theater. First came the newsreels, each one a few minutes long, about current events around the world. There was one about the Depression in America, one about a World's Fair that would be opening in Paris in a few months. Hugo thought that sounded exciting, although he knew he'd never be able to go, and one about politics in Germany. And then, finally, a cartoon began. It was called The Clock Store. In it, an old man was lighting street lamps as night fell, and he passed a clock store. Inside, all the clocks were alive, and they were dancing to classical music. Hugo knew his father would have loved it. In the end, the music grew wilder as two alarm clocks had a fight. The curtains closed, everyone applauded, and the projectionist changed the reels. After a few moments, the curtains opened again and the main feature began, The Million, by a director named René Clair. It was about an artist, a lost lottery ticket, a criminal, a borrowed coat, and an opera singer, and it had one of the most amazing chase sequences that Hugo could ever imagine. He thought every good story should end with a big, exciting chase. Time passed quickly in the darkness, and as the lights came up, Hugo didn't want the afternoon to end. He and Isabel looked at each other, their eyes still shining from the flickering images. Everyone filed out of the theater until the children were alone in their seats in the back of the room. Hugo stared at the screen as if he was still seeing the projected light, still hearing the sound. Suddenly, Hugo and Isabel were grabbed by their collars and hoisted to their feet. How did you two rats get in here? The manager barked. Cigarette ashes fell on their heads.